Case number 11,364, Hunter's Walk Lewis LLC, east of Kings Highway Road 268, 350 feet south of Dartmouth Drive, 1,100 feet north of Route 1 Coastal Highway. Tax map is District 334, Map 6, Parcel 66.09. A special use exception to place a manufactured home type structure for a temporary sales office.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Benjamin Gordy, 20184 Phillips Street, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening. My name is Ben Gordy. I'm with Ocean Atlantic representing the applicant, Hunter Walk Lewis LLC. I have extra copies of that plan. I don't know if you guys were given those or not. I can pass it out to make it a little easier to read. I'm here tonight to request a special use exception to place a temporary sales and leasing trailer on a property located on Kings Highway near Lewis. It's 2.3 acres, zone CR1. And basically, it's intended to serve a 144-unit apartment project located to the north of this property, owned by the same ownership group. The 144 units has already been approved. It's in tomorrow, RTC. Construction's already started. The first building should be completed here within the next couple of months. The intention is to put this trailer at the front. Eventually, there's going to be a pool and clubhouse, as you can see shown on that plan. And in that clubhouse is going to be the permanent kind of sales and leasing office. So this is kind of just, until we get that clubhouse built, this is kind of designed to temporarily serve this. As you can see, the proposed structure abides by all the front, rear, and side yard setbacks. It's a 12-foot by 60-foot trailer. We're proposing 5 temporary parking spaces. We don't anticipate needing the trailer for more than 6 months. Hopefully we'll have a building permit from the building department within the next week or so, and we plan to get started right away. All the property, surrounding properties are all zoned commercial. To the north is Morton's Electric, and it's a sales service and U-Haul rental facility. To the south is vacant, and basically across the street is the Fulton Bank. We don't feel that this special use exception will adversely affect the use of the adjacent properties. As I said, everything's zoned commercial around it. And this property actually has approval for a 12,000 square foot office building. It's fully approved, recorded, just the market's not there to build that. So we thought we'd use it for this for now.
Okay. All right, sir. I'll see. Are there any questions from members of the board? Except you, Mr. Workman.
No questions.
Okay. Mr. Miller?
I'm sorry. Did you say how long you intend to?
We don't anticipate needing it for longer than 6 months.
6 months.
Other questions? Mr.
Miller? No other questions.
Mr. Hudson?
No questions.
Mr. Rickers?
We granted it, we normally grant it for a year. You can remove it in 2 weeks if you want. But,
okay.
Just in case something happens.
The winter we've had, we'll gladly take
it.
Yeah.
Then after that, you have to come back.
Right, yeah.
If we approve it.
Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Anyone here in opposition to this application? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion we take case number 11,364 under advisement.
Okay, may I have a second to that motion?
I'll second that.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills, second by Mr. Rickards, that we take case number 11,364 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
Mr. Rickards?
Aye.
Mr. Workman?
Aye.
Mr. Mills?
Aye.
Mr. Galloway? Aye. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,364 has been taken under advisement. What that means, sir, there may be a decision made here later on this evening. You could stay if you would like, or you may call the office in the morning.